News number two.
Crystal time. Here is the news on the Voice of America. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington. Princess Diana has been buried at her ancestral home in a private ceremony attended by only a handful of those closest to her. She was interred on an island in a lake on the family's Althorp estate, about an hour north of London. The burial was closed to the press. Earlier, the funeral for the Princess of Wales was held at Westminster Abbey in London. For the first time, Diana's sons, Princes William and Harry, wept openly over their mother's death as Elton John sang a tribute. VOA's Michelle Kellerman reports from London.
Elton John rewrote the words of this song in honor of his friend, the Princess of Wales. He was just one of the many participants in the elaborate ceremony in the Abbey in the center of London. British Prime Minister Tony Blair read at the ceremony, as did Diana's two sisters. Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, remembered the princess this way.
Someone with a natural nobility, who was classless, and who proved in the last year that she needed no royal title to continue to generate her particular brand of magic.
Archbishop of Canterbury George Carey also praised Diana for, in his words, her compassion, her radiant and ringing laugh, and her readiness to identify with those less fortunate. Michelle Kellerman, VOA News, London.
The Archbishop of Canterbury offered a prayer of thanks for Princess Diana's life and, in his words, for her sense of joy and for the way she gave so much to so many people. Dr. George Carey also remembered Dodi Al-Fayed, Diana's companion, who also died in the car crash with the princess.
We remember, too, her friend Dodi Fayed and his family, Henri Paul, and all for whom today's service rekindles memories of grief untimely born.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. George Carey. About 2,000 people, including members of the royal family, British and foreign dignitaries, Diana's friends, and members of charity organizations attended the funeral. At least a million other mourners lined the streets of London. Hundreds of millions of people across the world have stopped to reflect on the life of the princess. Millions of people around the globe followed the funeral on television. From Russia to Thailand, world leaders and the common people touched by Diana expressed words of appreciation for her work and sorrow at her passing. Flags were flown at half-staff, and many nations observed a minute of silence. The Indian government has ordered a state funeral next Saturday for Mother Teresa, who died of a heart attack Friday at age 87. Grief-stricken followers gathered in Calcutta at the Missionaries of Charity headquarters, where the body of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate was placed in the chapel for viewing. It will remain there until Sunday to give more people a chance to pay their respects. VOA correspondent Douglas Baxham witnessed one service in Delhi.
Dozens of mourners took part in services at a home run by Mother Teresa's Missions of Charity Order in the capital. Nuns led the congregation in song, and flowers and candles surrounded pictures of Mother Teresa. One mourner spoke of the love the 87-year-old Roman Catholic nun brought the world.
The last I met Mother, she blessed me. She kissed my cross. And I think the biggest message she left for each one of us is to love one another.
Another mourner said he loved Mother Teresa because she treated everyone like a human being and did not believe in castes or creeds. Douglas Faction, VOA News, New Delhi.
Mother Teresa will lie in state in a nearby church until funeral arrangements are finalized. President Clinton eulogized Princess Diana and Mother Teresa as remarkable women bound by their commitment to the worth of every human being. In his weekly radio address, Mr. Clinton said the two women led very different lives, but were united in their remarkable concern for the world's poor and abandoned. He hailed the petite Roman Catholic nun, who died Friday at the age of 87, as one of the century's greatest humanitarians who inspired the world with the power of her humble faith. The president also praised Princess Diana's spirit of charity, saying her concern for ordinary people truly made her, in the words of pop singer Elton John, English Rose. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton represented the United States at Diana's funeral.
We can honor Diana's memory by continuing her work, by bringing care and comfort to the afflicted, by reaching out to those who are stranded on the outskirts of hope and opportunity, by campaigning against landmines, by treating every child with love and compassion.
First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton. Reports from Algeria say as many as 80 people have been slain and many others wounded in a village near Algiers. Residents say an armed group attacked during the night using knives, axes, and firearms in the killings. Hospital sources confirm about 50 deaths and more than 60 wounded, most with their throats or heads cut. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington. This is VOA News. The leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinians are to discuss the troubled Mideast peace process in the wake of this week's triple suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Officials say Jordan's King Hussein and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat will travel to Cairo for talks Sunday with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The meeting comes ahead of U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's trip to the region next week. In Kenya, 5 people have been killed and 20 others seriously wounded when about 80 armed youths attacked a restaurant in the violence-stricken port city of Mombasa. Among those killed Friday night was a 2.5-year-old child who was hacked to death near a restaurant. The other casualties included a bouncer and a watchman at the restaurant, which was burned down by the attackers. Eyewitnesses say the youth left behind leaflets claiming responsibility for the August 13th attack at Linkoni Police Post in Mombasa, where 6 police officers were killed. The Comoros government has withdrawn its troops from the breakaway island of Anjouan after 2 days of fighting with separatists there caused heavy casualties and failed to solve the secessionist crisis. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters Saturday demanded the resignation of the Comoran president over his mishandling of the affair. Sonia Lawrence Green reports.
The Comoros Islands government says it has interrupted its mission on Anjouan Island and pulled its troops back to the main island of Grand Comore. While admitting it suffered a military defeat at the hands of Anjouan separatists, the government claims that white mercenaries with sophisticated weapons were fighting alongside the separatists. France welcomed the government's decision to withdraw from Anjouan, saying the secessionist uprising could not be settled by force. French officials offered humanitarian aid to both sides in the conflict, but France has steadfastly refused to intervene in its former colony. Hundreds of protesters, angry over the government's handling of the affair, marched in the Comoran capital, Moroni, demanding the resignation of President Mohamed Taki Abdel Karim. Police used tear gas and fired in the air to break up the demonstrators. Sonia Lawrence Green for VOA News, East Africa Bureau.
Moroccan officials say 28 inmates have died in a prison fire near Casablanca. The fire was in a wing of a prison holding long-term prisoners. A medical source told Reuters news agency the dead were in a cell that was supposed to hold 8 inmates. An inquiry has opened into the cause of the fire. A prison official said an electrical short circuit was suspected. Hurricane Erica is heading towards the northeast Caribbean, threatening more than half a dozen islands with winds up to 130 kilometers an hour. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Erica is closing in on the northeastern Leeward Islands from Antigua and Montserrat through St. Martin. Residents of Montserrat, already under threat of an erupting volcano, are gathering in overcrowded shelters in the north of the island. The crew of the Russian space station Mir has successfully repositioned a key solar panel during a 6-hour spacewalk, but failed to locate puncture holes in the craft. The Mir commander and the American astronaut discovered broken struts and small beams on the Spectre module, but did not find anything that penetrated it. These are the Hours News headlines. Princess Diana is buried in a private ceremony at her ancestral home north of London. Millions of people across the world remember Princess Diana. President Clinton hailed the late princess and Mother Teresa as remarkable women committed to the worth of every human being. The Indian government orders a state funeral next Saturday for Mother Teresa. And that's the news on The Voice of America. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.